extract.
On your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Back to your phone calls. Normal or nuts, Scott, you are nuts, but I think a lot of the listeners are agreeing with you this morning.
What does that make them?
I think you just called our listeners nuts, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh! Yeah, I did. I'll throw it out there. I did.
That's a way to bring them out of the shadows.
But I love you anyway.
Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Kelly Schmidt's going to be here later this hour. She's the North Dakota State Treasurer. We saw a story this week about letters, emails that she's getting where basically people say, hey, the state's got a lot of money, so I'd like some.
You know, none were mine. None were mine yet.
Sending the hard luck stories to the state of North Dakota wanting money. Is that nuts? I tend to think so. And when parents opt for one child because they want, you know, stuff, that's nuts. That's what I was trying to say. The transactional decision of opting for only one child because you, you know, and your spouse and or you believe that child needs stuff, when it gets that transactional, that's what worried me a little from this Today Show. A story, this NBC, CNBC report. We shared the story in some detail last week, or last hour rather, and it's prompted a bunch of discussion. So is that normal or is that nuts? I think it's kind of not. Steve says it's normal and practical in this day and age. You tell us what you think. The federal government's Interior Department issued a report claiming they're helping boost our economy.
Yeah, that's why we can shut down North Dakota. We don't have to farm or ranch or oil production or coal production or any energy that we do. We can shut down every business in North Dakota because the federal government's the reason why we're so successful. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Is that normal or is that nuts?
That's just nuts.
How about a fun one, Steve? The NFL is cracking down on excessive dances by players following big plays. Vikes open up tonight with the Texans. And by the way, you can't bring a purse anymore. They also have a new security policy.
See, now, I wish they would have cracked down on this before because that's the whole reason I'm not playing in the NFL because I'm just not that good a dancer. If I ever would have scored, I'd have had to do that dance. It would have been very embarrassing. So
another normal or not question.
It's the No Fun League. It's turning back into the No Fun League.
Here's the deal. You get to weigh in on all of these or completely different topics, letter rip on a Friday, and we did want to hear from a mom on this perspective of the kids' question. And Sally, are you a mom? Sally in East Grand Forks is on the line here.
I sure am. I've got three kids of my own, but I was from a large family. My mother and dad were both from large families. And I'll have to tell you this, I was the oldest, so I did a lot of babysitting and a lot of that kind of thing. But I'm lucky there are still four of the six of us left, my generation. And I treasure every single one of them. And we were heartbroken in the loss of two of them, one to heart disease and one to cancer. But I'll tell you, the years that we had them were wonderful. And I remember when my husband died, I remember my sisters were there for me, my brothers. And I told my mother, I said, you know, thank you for having all those kids, because I'll tell you what, there is no stuff that I would take for an hour with any of them. And I think my kids are the same way. My kids benefited by the, you know, knowing and having the love of my siblings. And, you know, when my generation were kids, we were probably the last people on our block to get a TV set because my parents they didn't buy anything they couldn't pay for right away. They didn't buy stuff on credit. My dad worked hard. He earned a lot of money over his life. He was very successful. But, you know, the thing is, we understood, you know, what was important. And it wasn't designer shoes or socks, and it wasn't Xboxes. And there isn't any of that stuff. Now, I think about these people who have one child because they want to give them everything. every material thing and take them on cruises and whatnot. And I'm thinking, what about when they die and that child is there alone? You know, will that child maybe have been better if he had a brother or sister to look to when he, you know, had good times to celebrate or bad times where he needed support? And I think that, you know, the statistic, those issues are very valid and all that. But I think people, when they're making a choice, well, can I afford a kid this year? I mean, isn't that sick? Now, there's nothing normal about that.
Thank you. Thank you. Very transactional. Sally, appreciate the call. Who's next, Steve?
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's go on to Aiden. Aiden, where are you calling from today?
Yes.
Where are you calling from today, Aiden?
I am near Stanley, North Dakota. I'm an oil hauler. I'm from Minnesota.
You're an oil what? I missed that.
I haul crude oil.
You're hauling crude oil. I got it. You're from Minnesota, yeah. But you're up by Stanley. We got you. Go ahead. What's on
He's
your mind?
He's a tanker truck logistical engineer.
There you go.
There you go. Yep. I am the youngest of 15 children. Poverty is probably a mild word. I probably grew up in abject poverty. Did I know it when I was a child? No. It was life. So, and I'll go back to that gentleman on about 20 minutes ago coming from a biblical example. We're not going to overpopulate the world. And a society that doesn't replace its birth, or doesn't keep replacing its birth rate is soon to be extinct. You can't function if you don't replace yourselves.
So, Aiden, does it offend you that people, make a decision to be one and done because they're worried about not having enough stuff and not having enough camping trips and a comfortable retirement? I mean, I'm not talking about people who can't afford it. I keep coming back to that. I'm talking about people who choose not to. That seems very transactional to me. Does that offend you too?
I think there's a strong element of that. Each family is going to have to make their own decision. I understand that. My wife and I have 3 children, but America today is extremely selfish. Extremely selfish. I guess that's what I have to say, and I'll let you guys comment. Thanks.
Well, I think...
I won't argue with that. I won't argue with the selfish point. I think Aiden is right on the money there. But I will say, if somebody so chooses, that's their choice.
Of course.
They can make that decision. And I'm kudos to somebody that says one child's enough. We can afford to raise one child, 2 child, 3, 4, 12 if you have the financial wherewithal. God bless the people that struggle through that don't have the financial wherewithal, but they make it happen.
Let's go to Steve Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve. Steve?
Yeah.
You're up, sir.
Yeah, hey, I'm calling about renewable energy standards that's compelling each and every North Dakotan to burn corn fuel alcohol in their vehicles, and the fact that no regular unleaded gas is available in North Dakota is very infuriating, in my opinion, and I'm frankly surprised that your phone lines aren't ringing off the hook about it.
Yeah, it's been a fairly hot topic, I would say. I mean, I don't know about burning up the phones, but that's come up quite often in the last couple of weeks here.
Okay, I haven't been able to tune in. I just got back from a vacation, but I just can't believe that people are just rolling over and not contacting their elected officials about this. It's to me, it's the fact that we have no choice at the gas pump is just incomprehensible.
We welcome a new normal or nuts, choice for our listeners, and we'll see if others agree with you on that one, Steve.
Okay.
I know
renewable energy.
We've heard from them for sure. John Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was just listening about the federal government saying they're the cause of prosperity, and I don't know why that should surprise us. You know, during the campaign, Barack Obama told people that business they had, that wasn't because of them, that was because of other people or the government. And the lady who won the Senate seat in Massachusetts, she was campaigning on that very thing, that it's because of the government builds the roads and things like that, the reason you have a successful business, not because of your hard work. So, I mean, it's ingrained into a certain group of people that are happen to be in government right now.
But it's nuts, isn't it? It's nuts.
Oh, yeah, it's nuts, yeah.
Yeah, they do such a wonderful job, seeing as though we have to spend billions of dollars here in North Dakota out of our own pocket to get infrastructure done. By what they're saying, that should be the federal government's job. Well, get it done then.
Yeah,
and it's not getting done.
And the simple fact of the matter is the oil boom wouldn't be going on if it was on federal land. The only reason it's going on is because the majority of it's coming off private land and the federal government can't do anything about it. Otherwise, they would stop it.
John, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Virginia and Bismarck, maybe another mom. Steve, on this question of the kids.
We'll Robert get to her after the break.
Robert, traveling I-94 as well. This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Inland. More of your calls coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Inland. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what. This company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, around the region, Bismarck, Mandan, 65 this hour, 64 in Williston, Dickinson, 62, Minot, 62, in Jamestown, 63, Devil's Lake, 58, Grand Forks, 63, Fargo, 65, Billings, Montana, 62, Miles City, 64, down in Mobridge, they're at 69, Lemon, 61, Aberdeen, 66 this hour. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with with North Dakota State Treasurer Kelly Schmidt. Back to the phones, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind. Normal or Nuts Friday, another mom in Bismarck, Virginia. What's on your mind today? Are you a mom, Virginia?
I am a mom of six, but I come from a family of 11, and I want to tell you a cute story. Our parents are all alive, all 11 children. We're doing fine. Our Christmases are crazy, but we love it. But I came home from school one day and said to my dad, we had an old-fashioned secondhand car, old house. We lived on the farm. And I said, Dad, are we poor? And he said, why would you ask that? And I'm old enough to remember it. And here's what his answer was. Do you have a roof over your head? And I said, yes. Does your mom make you three good meals a day? I said, yes. Do you have clothes on your back? I said, yes. He says, do you have two parents who love you? And I said, well, yeah. He says, then you're not poor. And that is
well
something
said,
I have
Virginia.
Remembered and passed on to my children. On Thanksgiving Day, they took us to church, because in our church we had Mass on that day, to tell us to thank the Lord for all we had. And that is also something I passed on to my children. So I'm all for big families and passing on the heritage.
Amen, Virginia.
Thank you.
And you gave us a great story to tell us why. And Steve, to your point earlier, Scott, it's about quality of life. One could argue that maybe that Virginia and her siblings didn't have the quality that other kids did, but was that a quality life? You bet it was. Listen to her voice. Listen to her talking about it. That's what I'm talking about. The idea that the mentality, the way of thinking, the sentiment. That's not people being responsible and saying, you know, can
but
I afford
parents,
this or not? But the sentiment that says, we need to provide this and we need that, we need this and all of our retirement. What about more sports equipment? What the transactional, I'm not going to bring any more children in this world because they might have to have a little bit less and therefore wouldn't have a good quality of life is what's nuts in my view. And I thought Virginia said that quite well.
But if Virginia's parents would have had 10 kids or 8 kids instead of 11 kids, by choice, would you admonish them for, hey, they could have more kids?
I wouldn't admonish anybody. I'm talking about one and done here. I'm talking about that. That's how this whole thing started. The idea that the economy
is bad. But the numbers are relevant, Scott. The numbers are relevant. It doesn't matter if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Gee, a friend of mine sent me a text. She's a single mom in Fargo. She said, hey, I got 3 kids. I take them on trips. We do designer clothes. Well, by that rationale, maybe she shouldn't take so many trips. Maybe she should add another kid or two.
Robert, in where are you at, Robert? You're traveling I-94. You say, you tell us who's normal, who's nuts here. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's absolutely normal, especially this day and age right now, because I think it's a responsible decision, first of all. And I'm a father of two. And, you know, we make it just fine. But I can see how some people might struggle with the decision to have one or have not. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's a normal thing this day and age. Times are different. So I guess that's just how I'd like to say about that.
Thank you.
Thanks for
voice of reason.
Let's see.
Let's go.
I actually have been keeping track, but
you would, wouldn't you?
But I have not been keeping track. I said
oh,
I should, but if my gut were a good counter, I do think that there might be more people who think I'm normal than nuts. Which
you might have had
fun
to take your shoes and socks off today.
There you go.
Let's go back to the phone. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Normal or nuts Friday. Mark in Bismarck, what's on your mind? Normal or nuts?
Well, I'm not sure. Well, Scott Hennin is nuts. I mean, that's obvious. But the thing is that all children are a blessing, okay? And, you know, responsible parents and non-responsible parents have children. That's always going to be that way, okay? My middle child, after he got married, him and his wife kind of decided they wanted to have a whole bushel full of kids. Well, it got to the situation where she had two children in her second pregnancy. It was tough. It was a tough pregnancy and everything. And they make a good living and they decided, you know what, that's probably going to be it for several reasons, you know. And I think responsible parents are going to make responsible decisions, and parents who are not responsible are going to continue to be irresponsible, okay? Then that's not going to change, okay? But, you know, when you have the Democratic Party and the liberals in this country and the liberals in this state, and how Heidi Heitkamp can go to Washington and not throw her party under the bus is beyond me. But when it comes to, like, the abortion clinic doing 1,200 abortions a year in Fargo, and the gal that heads it up down there says, well, the legislatures are really backwards thinking. Well, I want to tell you something. I think the legislatures did the right thing by requiring abortion clinics in a state to have hospital admitting privileges. And how a county judge can tell the state, say, look, well, this isn't constitutional because of Roe versus Wade, or for whatever reason, and so the abortion clinic in Fargo is going on with their business, doing what, 100 abortions a month, you know, and then the whole thing, you know, pro-choice or pro-life, you know. I see these signs all over North Dakota, and they really hit home. It says abortion stops a beating heart. And really nothing more needs to be said about abortion because it stops a beating heart. Okay? And I saw these protesters on TV the other day down in Fargo saying, well, you know, I may need an abortion someday, this guy was saying, and I want to have the right to have one. Well, again, abortion stops a beating heart. And it just seems like the liberals in this country are backing abortion clinics, and they think abortion is just, you know, is just fine. And many of these people will tell you that they're devout Catholics and Christians, and you can't be both, okay? And that's my comment. So responsible people will continue to be responsible. Irresponsible parents will continue to be irresponsible. Education has a lot to do with it. If you look at families that aren't doing well in this country, it's usually because of a lack of education. Either they dropped out of high school, didn't go on and get a degree, or this and that. And the state of affairs of what's going on in North Dakota and around the country is kind of sad, because for the most part, even if you want not a luxurious life, but just have a roof over your head and keep the lights on, both mom and dad have to work. And I think that makes us a poor country.
Mark, you've raised a lot of very interesting points there. The one I'm going to pick up on is all children are a blessing, and that's sort of why I was offended by this this story that has prompted a lot of discussion today, but appreciate you weighing in. Here's a tweet from a listener that's, it might be a little offensive. Answering our question, is this normal or nuts? It's a womb, not a clown car, says a Scooby Scout. Yikes. I thought you might find that funny, but I find it a little...
You know, going back to his previous statement, the thing I picked up on that was, it's kind of a reflection of society, and I'm not picking on poor people, but look how recreational sex has gotten in this country, and it's now recreation, and kids come from recreation.
That's nuts. By the way, a great comment on this topic from Teddy Roosevelt. When we come back, plus Kelly Schmidt. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I am Scott Hinnom. Friday edition of the program, and lots of fun. Always appreciate your take. Getting the soul of our listeners, and we certainly have today. It's been fun. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Your email questions or comments, welcome studio at What's on Your Mind Radio. We got that Tweety thing in there, so we better get another Facebook comment in here. Blaine actually shared a comment from Teddy Roosevelt on our discussion about, kids. Listen to this. This is Teddy Roosevelt's wisdom on this topic. For unflagging interest and enjoyment, a household of children, if things go reasonably well, certainly makes all other forms of success and achievement lose their importance by comparison. Teddy Roosevelt said that. I should have started with that. Because, in a nutshell, in true Teddy Roosevelt, North Dakota kind of fashion, he said what I think just took us 90 minutes to get to the bottom of on this particular discussion. Right there. And that's all I was trying to say. That the one-and-done crowd based on, need a better camper and a better retirement, so better just stop at one, have missed Teddy's point here. But all other forms of success and achievement lose their importance by comparison to a household of children. That's exactly what I was trying to say. Isn't that fun that Teddy Roosevelt said it for us, Steve? Or said it for me, not for you. You think he's nuts. I think.
I still think he's nuts. That's okay.
I'll go to Chip and Beulah while you're waiting to get Kelly hooked up there. Kelly Schmidt's going to be joining us in studio in just a moment. Chip, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's one aspect to this conversation about having children that I don't think's been addressed, and I heard a speaker a couple of years ago address this. And to continue our society, this speaker claims that we need an average of 1.8 children per household. Well, let's round that up to two and say without that, we don't have the sustainability of our society, the income to support our tax base, to support our Social Security, those kind of issues. And his talk was in regards to that, the Muslims coming into our country, they're averaging 8 children per family. So, strictly from a decision of whether I want to have children or not, it kind of becomes a selfish attitude when you really need to look at the issue from what's sustainability in our society.
Interesting take, Chip. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. A lot of great insight on this today from all perspectives. So thanks for the comments. Have we got our guest ready to roll?
Yes, we do. Joining us in the studio now, State Treasurer Kelly Schmidt. Welcome back to the studio. It's been a while.
Hey, how are you?
I am just fine. Thanks for joining us.
Of course,
like North
Santa
Dakota's
Claus. Or Mrs.
Yeah.
Claus. Should be
Mrs. Claus.
Hey, I don't mind being called
She's got
that.
All the money.
Yeah.
It's some pretty wild times.
Now, this is we saw a story about you getting letters and emails suggesting, hey, North Dakota's doing really well. You're the treasurer. You got all that money, so give me some. Has that actually happened?
You know, Scotty, we just got a letter a couple of weeks ago, and this one was pretty surprising. I got a letter from a gal from Odessa, Texas, and she had submitted to me her $13,000 itemized hospital bill and told me that her parents were originally from North Dakota and gave me their names and the attending physician at her birth and her Social Security number and wanted me to pay her medical bills. And you know, I really use this as an opportunity to educate and teach people, but the fact of the matter remains there was no return address, and so I simply just set it aside and thought, makes for an interesting day. And I guess last week while I was out, I had a meeting and was not in the office. She called and spoke with one of my staff and asked if indeed we had paid her bill. And my staff had to share with her that the law does not provide for us to do that, and we were not able to pay her bill. And
what was her rationale? Why did she think that North Dakota would pay her medical bill in the first place?
Because we have a lot of money and she doesn't. And evidently, she just really felt that because we had all this money and she was originally from North Dakota, that we should be able to help her out.
That's a sad state of affairs, isn't it? That way of thinking? Yeah, well, it's hard not to be. That really
is. It breaks your heart. I mean, if someone is to the point where that's really their last resort, I mean, it really does break your heart. But the fact of the matter remains that we just can't do that. I mean, first of all,
I understand you're also getting emails from folks saying, hey, you know, this legacy fund deal, when do I get mine?
We have had many emails, had a few phone calls of folks that own land in North Dakota and may not or may have ties to North Dakota and want to make sure that we know where they are so that if we start initiating payments, as Alaska does, that I know where to send their check.
Now, for full disclosure, you have not received an email or a letter from me yet.
Steve, yes. I won't tell anybody.
Yet.
They want to be on your Christmas list is what they want to be on, Kelly,
yeah,
it sounds like. Yeah,
exactly right.
We should probably explain to folks you know, how Alaska is different than North Dakota. I mean, as I understand, Alaska, the minerals are state-owned. So if you are, you know, a resident of Alaska, technically a lot of the oil development there in the past has been developed, and you have a piece of that if you have part of the state. North Dakota, very different picture with all the private ownership, right?
Well, we have private ownership, and we do have state-owned ownership. I mean, there definitely is a large amount of oil revenue that's coming from state-owned lands. But really, we're comparing apples and oranges in many ways of how it was established. And the Constitution in the state of North Dakota does not allow or provide for us to be able to write a check to an individual. And that's right now where things sit. You know, when the taxpayers or the voters of North Dakota decided that they wanted to set the money aside in the legacy fund, they established it in 2010, and we started making that payment in 2011. But it specifically says, neither the state nor any political subdivision thereof shall otherwise loan or give its credit or make donations to or in aid of any individual. And that's right there in the Constitution, and that's what prohibits us from sending out checks. And really, as it was developed, we still do not know, because we are in the infant stages of the legacy fund, what we're going to be doing with those dollars. And that is in study right now through the legislative process.
So the legacy fund in 2017, is that's when that comes available, with a two-thirds majority vote. Have there been discussions? What was the rationale for setting up the legacy fund when it was voted in by the people? What was your interpretation of what that fund was going to be used for?
Well, first of all, it doesn't take a two-thirds majority vote to spend the earnings from the principal. There is going to be a time after 2007 turning where the interest income that we earn from the dollars that have been deposited will be available to be expended. Any time that they dip into the principal will take a two-thirds majority vote. But I really believe the thought process that went into the discussion during the legislative process is this is an amazing opportunity for North Dakota. And we really need to have the people tell us what they want to do with these excess revenues or these additional dollars. And we would like to see this set aside for our future generations. And they took it to the vote of the people, and the people said, yes, we want to do this. And so 30% of our production tax is then set aside each month and put into the legacy fund.
Do you think direct payments are a good idea?
I don't support direct payments. Personally, I, from talking to several folks in Alaska and listening to the whole concept and the whole process that they've gone through, I really think that it doesn't fit with our culture. In many ways, I think it can create a sense of entitlement. And here in North Dakota, we're hardworking folks, and we believe in a day's work for a day's pay. And I don't believe that our culture is one that would support a writing a check to every man, woman, child in the state. I think there are other ways for us to benefit our population without writing those direct payments.
Yeah, how flush are we in North Dakota? People bring that up all the time. They think that the legacy fund, at some point, that's what it could be used for. And I think there was a disconnect when people voted for that, thinking that there may have been that opportunity down the road. But when we start looking at the financials in North Dakota, are we ahead of pace of what the budgets are saying? What's the oil revenue coming in dictating right now? People across the country think that we're swimming in cash. Is that really the case?
Well, first you have to talk definitions. I mean, your definition of swimming in cash and my definition is probably very different, because I deal in big zeros all the time. But the fact of the matter remains, we have been set up in the way that we manage our state funds, where we have set dollars aside for the peaks and valleys of oil revenue and other revenue within our state. We have, you know, savings accounts dedicated to different things, and the legacy fund is considered, instead of being a savings account which we can access, to many folks, including me, we see it more as a permanent fund, something that's going to stay there. And when the sky falls and things are really, really bad, is where we would go to the principle of this. However, the earnings can be working for us all the time.
Kelly Schmidt is with the state treasurer. If you have a question or comment, by the way, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. When Steve's question on the flush question, I want to narrow down to the infrastructure thing. It was a big push in the last legislative session to get more dollars in the infrastructure to get out. So they've been allocated. The dollars are in a kitty. Are those going out as fast as they went in?
As far as the budget for the DOT or as far as the strategic improvement fund? See, there's a whole many different pots of dollars that are going to infrastructure. And I can tell you, DOT is spending money. We are watching, just like last summer, they were spending about $100 million a month in projects. And we're seeing that really gear up. Things slowed off at the beginning. Things were pretty slow because of weather and different things. And so they're really pushing it out right now. And we are seeing unprecedented spending in the area of infrastructure.
Because I've heard people complain before that, hey, the dollars are allocated, but then they just can't even spend them fast enough. So that's not the problem?
Well, I think part of it, Scott, is we've got the cash, but we have to have the time and the talent. And everyone is having challenges trying to hire and get people on the ground to do the job. And then we had such a wet spring, and we're up to deadlines. So I don't know that we've done a really good job of managing expectations. You know, when people hear that we've spent $1.8 billion on infrastructure, they want to see that. And I think things have prohibited from the opportunity to really see as much as we want them to see, because Mother Nature has been kind of naughty this year.
Let's go to Mark as a question for Kelly Schmidt. Go ahead, Mark. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi. I got a question that I never get an answer for. What do you think is a fair rate of taxation on royalty owners? And I can tell you I know some. And right off the top is 11.5% per barrel goes to the state. Then if you're in a high enough income bracket and lucky enough to come from poverty and get into that bracket, 40% is going to go to the federal government, and then another 14% of that 40% goes back to the state again, which is well into 60% range of taxes. And do you think that's fair?
I don't think it's fair. I think it's too high myself. We're going to let Kelly answer that question on the other side of the break, but we are up against it, Mark, so hang in for your answer. Kelly Schmidt, state treasurer, with us, and if you have a question or comment, 800-228-0550 with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. More after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at privacyradio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to privacyradio.com to learn more.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio, whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to email us, Kelly Schmidt, North Dakota State Treasurer, in the studio with us. And getting back to Mark's question, the cost of royalty owners, the tax rates, they are high, aren't they?
They are high. As you know, and probably Mark knows this, but we have two taxes from the oil. We have the production tax, which is 5%, and the extraction tax, which is 6.5%, for a total of 11% that goes out. And, you know, as we look at what's been coming into the state coffers and how this is all working out, I do think there's an overtax there. I think there was a lot of discussion in the legislative process about where we wanted to keep this tax and how we wanted to do. And I think from what I heard, it was like, well, let's just wait and see a little bit longer, because I think really people are concerned about these peaks and valleys. And hopefully now in the next legislative session, we'll see something addressing that.
You know, it was unfortunate, I think, because a lot of that debate about the level of taxation revolved around oil companies, and forget about the folks that like, Mark, that called, that are, the royalty owners that are better ban. And those are the folks that I was concerned about in that whole debate. Appreciate the call, Mark. Let's go to Tom calling from South Dakota for Kelly Schmidt. Go ahead, Tom. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Steve, Kelly. Hey, I was just kinda, I'm a big Atlas Shrugged fan. And I was just kind of curious, do we have anything in Kelly in our Constitution to make sure that none of our oil money, stuff like that, goes to another state that needs to get bailed out, like California or Michigan? I'll hang up and listen. I was just curious.
Well, and I'm not familiar with the laws of the state of South Dakota, but as far as I'm aware of the laws in North Dakota, there would not be something that would go directly to bail out another state.
So that's one of the things people are concerned about is the California attitude that, oh, the federal government will bail us out. And through the federal government, I think a lot of people are worried about trying to get their hands on the finances of a state like North Dakota that's financially solvent.
Well, and there's a roundabout way they're going to be able to do that anyway. I mean, if we start seeing a reduction in our federal dollars coming in for infrastructure, then we're going to have to offset with state dollars. So either way, they're going to get us coming or going. So the thing we have to do is be responsible with what we have.
Back to the phones, Brett in Jamestown. What's on your mind for Kelly Schmidt?
Yep, I was just kind of bothered about the comment that not writing a check to the citizens of North Dakota like Alaska does because we might feel a sense of entitlement. The government sure feels entitled to take our money every day, and the quality of life in North Dakota has actually gone down for me with all the oil activity. I can't go out west hunting like I used to. It's hard to go out to Williston, that area, and stay and do an education just because of the mass people and all that's going on. So I think the citizens deserve something out of all this because cost of living is going up and the quality of our life has actually gone down.
Well, and I agree that the citizens deserve something in this, but the Constitution doesn't provide that we're writing a check, and I don't necessarily personally agree that that would be the best way to do it. I would like to see something where we're using the revenue from the legacy fund to go to our infrastructure so you and I aren't paying as much tax or as much from our paychecks to pay for our roads and our sewers and our water and the different things, and that can benefit all North Dakotans.
So was I correct to hear just on the news the other day they're saying even though there was a deduction in property taxes, the citizens of Bismarck are actually going to end up paying more after it's all said and done because of all the other creases they took besides the deduction?
Well, I believe part of the reason, I know part of the reason that Bismarck and even those of us that live in Mandan are going to see an increase in our property taxes because we're building new schools. We just saw in the Bismarck Tribune today that the Mandan Park District is increasing our taxes. They kept the mills the same, but because the revenue went up, they're collecting more. They didn't reduce our tax, and so you and I are going to be paying more dollars, and it's all based on what they're doing with those mill levies at the local level.
Same thing in Grand Forks, by the way. Story this week in Grand Forks about the school board saying, well, it'll be down, but not as much as it could be because we're spending more. So there's a fair amount of that going on.
But then where do we benefit as citizens? Where do we benefit them? I mean, at some point in time, you got to give the people a break, and you put more money in our pockets, we go spend more money. We buy cars, and we buy furniture and things like that. So it's, I think the citizens need a break.
Well, and they did. They reduced your income tax. The legislature reduced your income tax. The legislature, they're contributing more to property tax relief than they have in the past. But the fact remains, it still comes to you and I. We have to go to the polls, and we have to make sure that we're voting for people in the local elections. We have to make sure that we're communicating and we're aware citizens so that if we're not happy with something, we can go voice that opinion before they're making the decision.
And it goes back to that argument on local control. Look
Absolutely.
How many people show up at city council meetings and school board meetings and county commission meetings. They don't.
Well, I know the school board election that we just had in Mandan, I believe it was less than 300 people that voted in the overall school board election. So we put our control of our school board into less than 300 people's hands. And a lot of folks didn't even know there was an election. And that's
one last quick call here from, sorry, Kelly, appreciate the call, Brent. Dave Bismarck, quickly, your comment.
Good morning. Say, I wanted to mention on C-SPAN over the weekend, they interviewed Dr. Ben Carson, and Dr. Carson had mentioned the fact that he'd never been to North Dakota, one of the only states he'd never been to. Well, I called in, and I said, as a citizen of the great state of North Dakota, I would like to extend an invitation. Well, he kind of got a chuckle out of that, but he said out of with the right invitation and the right circumstance that he'd come up here. And I thought it would be fun to have a man of his stature come and see our state. My only comment.
Maybe Kelly and Senator Hovind want to team up to get him out here. What do you think, Kelly?
Hey, I just wrote it down. I'll make a phone call.
Thanks. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. He's a dandy. He's a great addition to the U.S. Senate for sure. Thanks, Kelly. Fun chatting with you today.
Fabulous Friday. Thanks, guys, so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Normal. What's in your mind coming back? Normal or Nuts Friday. Scott, I think you won.
Oh, he said it, folks. I can't believe it.
Unbelievable. I thought we were off the air.
We didn't even keep score.
I said that out loud, didn't I? Okay.
God bless you, folks. Have a fabulous weekend. See you Monday on What's On Your Mind. WhatsOnYourMindRadio.com if you can't wait till then.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, you cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life, or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com